Connect FM 93.5,
95.3. And we are glad to have the mayor of Champaign in the studio with us, Mayor Jerry Schweihart. Hello.
Glad to be here.
There you go. Get some applause for you.
Peanut gallery.
There you go. Hey. Well, you know, and the mayor is here, and you are welcome to connect with the mayor. 359 call, 217-359-2255. Well, geez, you know. Boy, things are kind of tough right now with the listening to the budget talks and all the cuts that have to come. I think what one thing that's been concerning people is that that people in the fire department and police department are on the cutting board. Is there anything that can be done to avoid that? Or,
well, there are no personnel from the fire and police being cut. That's a misnomer.
Oh, straighten us out then.
Well, staff will remain the same. On the police department, what we're doing is internally some staff positions, primarily 7 o'clock at night till 7 in the morning. Front desk staff will be assigned to that area. On the fire department, we're talking about eliminating, we have a $400,000 budget for overtime to staff that station 4.
Mm-hmm.
We will not be staffing the 2 trucks, just 1 truck. They'll have the option of taking whichever they need, the lighter truck or the regular truck.
Mm-hmm.
But it will save us $400,000 in the budget, but there's no elimination of staff personnel.
Okay. All right. I guess it still when you're talking about people losing their jobs either way, I know I've heard some people say, well, you know, those people, even though it's not a fire person, a fireman or a police officer, that backup support, that's very helpful to them and necessary. Is that, but I mean, you got to cut somewhere, right?
Well, you got to cut somewhere. We're trying to keep from cutting personnel people, keep the same staff people, so we're cutting where we can without really affecting the citizen. You know, it's either cut or raise taxes, and nationally, you know, it seems like they want to raise taxes. Locally, what we're trying to do is what it sounds like people want is cut as much as you can before you raise taxes.
Boy, you got to appreciate what the state did there with the big tax hike. That kind of takes that off the table for you guys.
Well, let's see, the 60% tax increase that the state did, city will not benefit from that at all.
Yeah. One of Ryan Monahan's What's Up With That was about that. What is up with that? How come the city doesn't get to benefit at all from that?
Well, in fact, what we're worried about is the state could also come back and say they're going to lessen the amount of money we get from the state income tax now and from motor fuel tax. And if they reduce that, that could be an up to $1.7 million hit on the cities.
You know, Diane and I have been lamenting, and Ryan Monahan, she'll be in here at 2 o'clock today, but we've been lamenting the income tax rate hike, and Jimmy John talking about moving the headquarters out of Champaign and how much of a hit that would be to our city in the dollars that are brought in from all the people who come to the headquarters and train. I mean, is there anything that you guys can do to try and coax him to stay and keep his corporate headquarters here?
Well, we're going to try and coax him, but there's nothing financially we can do.
Yeah.
Because if he did something for him, then what about all the other businesses in town? So
yeah,
we just want to let him get the message out that, you know, we appreciate what he's done in the community, and the amount of extra jobs and money he brings into the community is very helpful. We hate to lose him.
Yeah, well, we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope that he doesn't do it, but
I understand he wants to move his family to Florida, this weather, but the business we hope stays.
Yeah, we hope. All right, we had, your competitor for mayor, Don Girard, on yesterday, and we had him just kind of discussing some of the bullet points of his budget proposal that he presented to the city council. And, you know, I'm reading in the newspaper today that now one of the things in there was maybe refinancing the pensions. Now I'm reading in the newspaper today that there are some city council people who really are kind of supporting that idea. Is that something that really started getting considered when he brought that proposal up, or is that something that people have been thinking about?
Well, it's not new to him. It started with the financial banker in the community.
Okay.
And actually, the first I had was several months ago, and I brought it up, and the city's been looking at it. But a couple of the problems with is, you know, the financial advisor, the banker that brought it up,
mm-hmm.
he's intent on bidding for the process, to be in on the bidding to do the job. We feel that it's important to get advice from an independent financial advisor that will not be bidding on the bonding process. So our finance department has been studying the issue, and a couple of things we're concerned about is we're concerned about pushing the debt off into the future, because part of this process will be extending the debt.
So you refinance at a lower rate, and then you push, and then the debt would be, the loan would be pushed to another 10 years out?
Yeah, and that sounds kind of like what the government's doing, too, is borrowing now and depending on the future generations to pay for it. So that's something we're concerned about. We don't know that'll happen, but it's certainly got to be a question that's answered. And we're concerned about the financial impact that it will have on our bond rating. Right now, we have a very good bond rating in the city of Champaign, AAA. We don't know that it'll happen, but it's this question that should be answered before we go into this, and not like they did, you know, let's pass this bill and find out what's in it later. We want to know now, so before we do it. So we're trying to do it responsibly, and it's something we may do.
You know? Well, and that was something, because yesterday on our Facebook page, I did post your guys' proposal, the City of Champaign's budget proposal. It's 34 pages. It wasn't 2,000 pages, so that's nice to know. But, yeah, anybody can take a look at it and see what you guys are considering for cuts. And so we're in this pickle not because of overspending, are we? Or are we in this pickle just because of the recession? Or is it a combination?
Primarily the recession. We've tried to build responsibly. You know, Champaign has grown. We've become a major port down in the state of Illinois. Our downtown is just booming now, where it used to be a dead space.
Yeah.
We've added several new buildings. Like, just for an example, Burnham City Hospital used to sit there idle for 10 years, not bringing any tax revenue. The city took the initiative to clear that site and then to make sure it was environmentally safe. Then that attracted developers to come to the area. And now you have, in place of a building that's not bringing in any revenue in, you got an 18-story apartment building with a brand new grocery store. You're going to see that area now develop between First and Wright and University in Springfield, along with what we're doing on the drainage on the Second Street Reach.
Yeah.
You're going to see a big development boom in that area.
Cool, and all that's going to help us in the future, because the more tax dollars we bring in, then these bills aren't outstanding anymore, because then we can pay them.
So we're not dead in the water. We're continuing as we're fighting this budget problems. I can't tell you what all the projects are, but there's several good projects on the books that we hope to get to the Champaign that will bring jobs and business. And I just opened a business. I hate to say I was at a ribbon cutting, because somebody said that's all I do is ribbon cutting.
Well, you shouldn't hate to say that. That's awesome.
Great,
I mean, you know, when you hear about all of the businesses closing down, it's great that there's a ribbon cutting. Right.
But I got to tell you, I do ribbon cuttings very well.
And we love those donuts and coffees usually at those events.
So what was the latest ribbon cutting? What was that one?
And I just lost the name, but it's a Minifuse building over in Research Park. It's a major technological business. Decided to come to town. And then there's some other major businesses looking at the Apollo subdivision. Smith-a-Link that we're looking at downtown, that will put part of their facilities that they need to operate into the parking deck. And they'll be located their offices in the M2 building.
Okay.
It's another major technological business. So we're not stuck in the mud. We're still growing.
We're still growing. All right. Well, hang on. And we're talking with Mayor Jerry Schweihart. And if you would like to talk with him, connect with him, 357-259-2255. Don Girard was on yesterday, your opponent for mayor. And he was talking about, in his proposal, he said something about looking at the highest paid personnel with the city, and to get those folks to take a 10% reduction in pay for 1 year, and that would have some significant savings, and you wouldn't have to lay off any people. What do you think about that? And you know, I know a lot of people have been talking about the salaries of other people.
Well, number one, the city manager's salary has been frozen for 2 years.
Oh,
the department head salaries were frozen at this current year. And the non-union staff that work for the city, there's no increase for them across the board. So these measures have been taken, but when you're talking about cutting the administrators by 10% of their salary, when you hire these people, you know, working here, that you have a contract with them, mm-hmm. and it states a certain amount of salary. So if you violate that contract, then you're going to end up in court with a labor agreement. So there are agreements on contract with them that we can't cut their salary, mm-hmm. but they are voluntarily taking no increase.
Okay, and the salaries of the highest paid. I mean, you can go to the city's website and you can see what city employees are making. Is that comparable to other cities of our age or of our size?
I think we try and keep our wages like mid range.
Okay.
Just take for example Steve Carter. You know, Steve could have left here, you know, several times at a lot higher pay than what he's getting here.
What does he do?
The city manager.
Okay.
Yeah, for those who don't know.
See, that's what happens when you live in Tolona. You know?
I'm out of the loop on champagne. Sorry, Jerry.
Pow! He throws one, Andy. He gives her a jab.
But I lost my train
of thought. Oh, well, you were saying that he could have left for higher wages.
He likes the community. He's elected mm-hmm. to stay here. But most of our administrators are in what we call the mid-range mm-hmm. Compared to other cities of comparable size.
Okay. That's to be competitive and to keep them here.
Yeah. And I'll take, for example, when Steve decides to retire, you're going to be paying that much or more than to get a comparable city manager.
Okay.
Now, most of us who are doing our budgets try to do more with less. Are you having that philosophy, and is that being pitched to the city council? Maybe, you know, combining some jobs, especially in technical aspects of things?
Well, that's where we're at, is trying to combine and cut without cutting personnel. Mm-hmm. We're trying to keep from laying people off. We're going to get a voluntary removal separation from business by offering some incentives, and that will reduce some of the staff people. But our goal now is to combine and cut and not limit the personnel.
Okay.
That's going to be important. We're in negotiation now with the police and the fire unions, and kind of a side effect of the ASME union. But it's going to be critical to the city budget on what comes out of this, because one of them's in arbitration and one of them's in negotiations. But if they come out with a very high increase over what we projected to give them this year, it's going to put us in a more critical position. So we're asking and hoping. You know, we've been very good, the city. We have the best staff, the best equipment, the best buildings. Pay and benefit is very good. So we're asking them to really suck it up for a year or two to get us over this hump here.
What do they have to do to suck it up, not get a salary increase? Or?
Yeah, we're asking like in the 1% instead of 3.5%.
Okay.
If they go 3 and 3.5%, then I think we may be looking at some layoffs of staff people.
Okay. All right. Well, that'll be something you guys will be hammering out and mm-hmm. we'll be hearing about. All right. Just a quick question before we let you go here, Mayor. Okay. So Rahm Emanuel, I mean, the Illinois Supreme Court is deciding certain things about residency. And Diane and I were talking about this earlier this week, but we were just curious, here in Champaign, is there, do you have to be a resident for a year like you do in Chicago?
Yeah, you have to live here, I think, for a year, and you have to be a resident inside the city limits. What was funny here, I think a few years ago in Gibson City, they elected a mayor that was only 18. And as mayor, you're also automatically the liquor commissioner. And so he was the mayor, but not old enough to go into the bars.
Huh. Amazing.
Oh, the wacky stories in politics.
Now, you've been mayor for 3 times?
Ending up my third term.
Ending up your third term, and this would be your fourth and final then, if you were to get voted in on April 5th.
Now, why did you say that?
Well,
final?
Isn't that the limit?
No.
Oh.
There's no limit.
Okay. I thought there was only 4 terms on the mayor.
No, I said to my wife, this is my final term, and she said, yeah, I think I've heard that before.
Okay.
But it would be.
Okay.
All right. Well, Mayor Schwerhart, thanks for coming in and talking with us about the budget, helping us understand the situation a little bit better. Anything else that you wanted to mention?
Yeah, I want to touch on one thing, because while people are concerned about what we're doing, well, we're talking capital improvements. The infrastructure is the core of the city, so we will keep up with the necessary needs of the infrastructure, because if you let that get behind, that's just more cost down the road. And what we're hoping to do is cut, and where we can come out of this recession and be in good shape to move fast forward, and by not increasing our debt or letting our infrastructure go. We've made many service cuts in the past, but the high priority stuff we'll be doing, and I want to, there's three major parts of the city that are dealing with serious drainage problems: West John Street, East Washington, West Washington, where they get 3 foot of water. We will be continuing work on a major project like this. So,
so those things, even though you guys are looking at cutting, you know, another $2 million, you're saying those aren't going to be on the chopping block.
Yeah, we're going to keep up with the basic infrastructure, but you know, I don't want people to think we're rolling up to cities and hiding. We will keep doing what's necessary to provide the services of the community.
Okay.
If anybody ever has anything they want to say, they can go to the city council meetings and visit the city website and find out more about how to do that, right?
Yeah, I hear arguments that we're not transparent enough, and I just want to tell you, this city council and myself is probably the most open council I've seen in being open to the public. They hold public forums where all our phone numbers are listed. You can call us. You know, I'll meet anybody. Mm-hmm. I get criticized for not dealing with the internet, but I say I'm more of a person-to-person. Mm-hmm. I like to call you up on the phone or take you out for coffee. Mm-hmm. But the whole council is that way. We're receptive to the city. So if you got a question, all you got to do is pick up the phone and call us.
All right. There you go.
And you've been in the law enforcement before you were mayor. How many years was that?
I could give, if you got time to hear a short.
Sure.
Fun. Okay.
Hit it.
I get asked this question every time when I go out. I talk to a lot of fourth grade students, and they always want to know how old I am. And I said, well, let's make a math question out of this. I said, you got to be 21 to be a policeman. I spent 32 years on the police department. I spent 6 years on the council. And this one boy then raised his hand. He said, Mr. Mayor, it'd be a whole lot simpler if you just give me your date of birth.
Okay.
But yeah, I was on the police department 32 years and 6 years on the council before I ran for mayor.
Okay.
Because I knew I needed the experience if I wanted to run for mayor. So.
Well, thank you for your wonderful service to this community.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been a pleasure. It's
even
great.
Though Diane lives in Tolono and has never really gotten to experience it at all.
I run into Jerry all the time, though, and your lovely wife, Kim. So thank you for everything.
Well, it's a great community. I'm glad to be had this privilege.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today, too. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.